This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Israel today approved the building of 1,000 new homes in Jewish settlements in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The move appears to violate the U.S.-backed roadmap for Middle East peace, which calls for a freeze on all new building in settlements. Israeli officials said the decision does not contradict understandings reached with the Bush administration. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins me from Jerusalem. Linda, where are these new homes to be built?
They will be built in six West Bank settlements that are already existing, including the very large settlements of Ariel and Male Adumim. Ariel has about 17,000 Jewish settlers, and Male Adumim has more than 30,000 settlers. All of these are areas that Israel believes will be part of Israel in any final agreement. So Israel says that there's no violation by building in them.
Linda, what has been the Palestinian reaction to this announcement that new homes would be built?
Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Arakat reacted very angrily. He said this means the end of the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. And he said, what are the Americans going to do about it? He really sounded angry. He said that Sharon is continuing to expand Jewish settlements while talking about a withdrawal from Gaza. But he said it's all talk and no action.
Now, wasn't this settlement plan suspended by Prime Minister Sharon after U.S. objections?
Yes. In the past few weeks, there have been very intensive discussions between the Bush administration and the Israeli government on settlements. Elliot Abrams was here a couple of weeks ago, and Sharon put a plan for expansion on hold. Apparently, these are most of the same units that were put on hold and have now, it's now been announced. A spokesman for the American Embassy in Tel Aviv, Paul Patton, said that Israel has accepted the roadmap and that the roadmap has certain stipulations with regard to settlement activity. He said, we expect Israel to abide by its commitments. Israeli officials say that their understanding with the United States allows them to continue building in settlement areas that are already built up. In other words, not to expand the settlement far beyond its borders or to build new outposts, but to continue building in neighborhoods that are already built up for what they call natural growth. I was in Male Adumim this morning, and I saw a large construction project that is on a hill that is at least half a mile from the nearest homes.
Now, that was Elliot Abrams. You spoke of National Security Council official. Why did Sharon decide to go ahead?
Well, Sharon has his own political issues going on. Tomorrow, the Central Committee of the Likud, which in the past has been very critical of Sharon, is meeting to vote on whether the Likud can invite the center-left Labor Party to join the government. Without Labor in the government, many Israeli analysts say there's no chance that Sharon's plan for an Israeli withdrawal from most of the Gaza Strip will go through. So some analysts here are saying that basically the vote in the Likud Central Committee tomorrow is a vote on the disengagement plan. Sharon has been criticized for being too soft on a lot of these issues for his plan to pull back from Gaza. And Israeli analysts said that announcing the new tenders in the West Bank now is a move by Sharon to try to gather support among the Central Committee to show them that he has not gone soft on building in the West Bank and that he, even if he withdraws from Gaza, he has no intention of withdrawing from the West Bank.
Linda, thanks very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.